Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real. In this smashing episode, we're talking about how it's time to kill some Palestinian kids. So yes, what an unfortunate topic to be talking about, but hey, we're just keeping it real. And yes, this isn't the end of the episode, so don't turn it off. Even though that's what we say at the end of the episodes. Well, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, September 30th, the Gregorian calendar, and the 9th of Mehr, which is the solar Hijri calendar, is commemorated as the day of solidarity and sympathy with Palestinian children. And so someone around the Islamic Pulse campus thought that, well, did the Islamic Republic of Iran people just randomly pick this day? Wasn't that a good query? So the Foresight and Inner Eye Department of Islamic Pulse forwarded the query to the Research and Analysis Departments at Islamic Pulse, who forwarded the query to the people doing the hard labor. And then they forwarded the results to the Censorship Board, who then forwarded the uncensored results to the Scripting Department, who eventually forwarded to us to present all this stuff, and that too within 5 minutes. Bureaucracies. SOPs. All right, good start. SOPs is Standard Operating Procedures. So apparently, the aforementioned departments on the Islamic Pulse campus found out that on September 30th, Gregorian calendar year 2000, happened to be the second day of the Second Intifada in Palestine, aka Palestine. And on that day, 12-year-old kid, aka child, Muhammad Durra, was murdered in the Gaza Strip at the hands of the Zio-Doggy Israeli military. And so that's why the Islamic Republic of Iran people named the 30th of September as the day of solidarity and sympathy with Palestinian children. And so yes, it's been almost like one whole year post October the 7th. And since then, we've seen the total decimation, that means the killing or destruction, of a large proportion of a group or species, in this case, the Palestinian people, or case in point, Palestinian children. So yes, homes destroyed, schools destroyed, universities destroyed, hospitals destroyed, ambulances destroyed, masajids destroyed, churches destroyed, refugee camps destroyed, tents destroyed, cemeteries destroyed, and the greatest crime of all, if these weren't already the greatest crimes of all, the innocent lives of men, women, and children completely destroyed. Completely. Exterminated. Completely. So yes, apparently post October 7th, the Alexa, someone, somewhere in the Zio Doggy doghouse, or those doggies that got their back over there yonder and over here hither, someone or a group of someone somewhere, or for that matter in multiple somewheres, had and have, and perhaps will continue to decide that it is time to continue to kill Palestinian children. And you know, to be sarcastically honest here, even though it's probably not proper to be sarcastically honest, but you know, it seems pretty effective and efficient and efficacious and effectual and some other E-words. Because if you want to genocide a people or a nation, or in our case, the Palestinian people, well, the way to go is, you know, kill some kids. That is, some Palestinian kids. And that is precisely what's been going on post October the 7th. Alexa, apparently, the rabid Zio doggies have tasted the blood of Palestinian kids, and well, you know, it's like, for some reason, to them, the blood of Palestinian kids tastes good. You know, because they keep on killing Palestinian kids, and they don't even think twice about it. Matter of fact, you know, I don't even think that they've thought once about it. It's like genociding the Palestinian people and genociding the Palestinian children is their default mode. Like somebody fixed their AI. So anyways, after that intro that lasted a little bit longer than we expected it was going to last, it's probably some time to give you some statistics, also known as headlines, so that you know that we don't be making stuff up on Keeping It Real. We keeping it real, we telling the truth on Keeping It Real. You know, unlike the mass media clowns. First up, Mr. Volker Turk, who isn't a Turk, told the Human Rights Council in Geneva, "The situation in the West Bank, especially the Al-Quds area, is deteriorating dramatically, and that 528 Palestinians, 133 of them children, case in point, were killed by Israeli military forces or settlers from the start of the current war in Gaza in October to June 15th, quote unquote, in many cases raising serious concerns of unlawful killing." And next up, the head of the UN Children's Fund, originally known as United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, I can see why they shortened it, Ms. Catherine M. Russell, she demanded that Israelis put an end to the senseless killing of children. She cited shocking images of injured children rescued from burning tents that haunted her. And she writes on formerly known as Twitter, Miss Russell tweeted images of burned children and families emerging from bombed tents in Rafah shock us all. The reported killing of children sheltering in makeshift tents is unconscionable. Next up, UNICEF, also known as UNICEF, said 5 rounds of data collected between December 2023 and April 2024 have, quote unquote, consistently found that 9 out of 10 children, that means 90%, in the Gaza Strip are experiencing severe food poverty, surviving on 2 or fewer food groups per day. They're starving. And Miss Francesca Albanese, and of course you should know by now who that is because, you know, we talk about her a lot on our Keeping It Real episodes, said that it is long overdue to blacklist Israel as a child killer regime after killing 15,000 children in the besieged Palestinian enclave and mutilating many more. Apparently, she was quoted as saying or tweeting that it should have not taken 15,000 children killed, many more mutilated, that means more than 15,000 have been mutilated, and 20,000 orphans to list Israel among the regimes who commit heinous violations of international law against children. And in December of last year, UNICEF, also known as UNICEF, estimated that at least 1,000 Palestinian children had one or both of their legs amputated in Gaza as a result of the Israeli strikes. Now, I'm pretty sure that that number has probably doubled since then, because that was December, and like now it's September of the following year. Anyways, but UNICEF probably lost count because it's so high. Defense for Children Palestine said that Israeli authorities were systematically denying children in Gaza access to adequate food, saying, quote unquote, this deliberate deprivation of square brackets food is leading to severe health issues, stunted growth, and an alarming increase in child fatality rates. UNICEF Regional Director for West Asia and North Africa, Mr. Adel Khodr, said, quote unquote, horrific images continue to emerge from Gaza of children dying before their families, children, before their families' eyes due to the continued lack of food, nutrition, supplies, and the destruction of healthcare services. It continues, and he apparently said or tweeted, one of the two, unless treatment can be quickly resumed for these 3,000 children, they are at immediate risk and serious risk of becoming critically ill, acquiring life-threatening complications, and joining the growing list of boys and girls who have been killed by the senseless man-made deprivation. You should have said Zio doggy-made deprivation. UNICEF Deputy Executive Director, pretty high post, Mr. Ted Chaiban says the bodies of thousands of missing children remain buried under the rubble, and none of this includes the thousands of violations reported so far in 2024. And we've been like, what, 8 months into 2024 now? The UNRWA, which is also known as the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, says an average of 10 children per day are losing one or both of their legs due to Israeli savagery in the besieged Gaza Strip. 10 children per day. And on September 17th, 2024, Gregorian calendar, which is like just a few days ago, the Palestinian Education Ministry didn't welcome Palestinian kids to the new school year, you know, because they reported that Israeli attacks had killed more than 11,000 students, that means children, in the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank since October 7th. 11,000. And on the same day, that September 17th, 2024, in case you forgot what day we were talking about, Save the Children said with total child casualties of 1,558 in the West Bank means that on average, 5 children have been killed or injured per day since October. 5 kids per day. And these are just a few of like the thousands of headlines of children that have been massacred in this mass genocide by the Zio doggies and their doggy supporters yonder and hither. And so why in the world are the quote unquote human rights defenders, women's rights defenders, children's rights defenders, animal rights defenders? Why are there no men rights defenders? Like America and Britain and France and Germany and Canada and Italy and Australia and the collective West in general, because that's like their flag, not doing a single practical thing on the ground to save these Palestinian children. Why in the world? It's shameful. Despicable you. And to add to the fuel of the Zio fire mass genocide, they end up supporting the Zio doggies or giving them arms to the Zio doggies that have gone wild. Zio doggies gone wild. I mean, this two-faced hypocrisy of the collective West is a part of their track record. This is not like something new. But it's just so blatant now. It's like, why would you not put makeup? But even global organizations like the United Nations and their various organs are not doing a practical thing on the ground to save these Palestinian kids. Save the children! People! 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 We don't want any more statistics! We don't want any more numbers. For God's sake, we need you guys to demand some sort of international intervention to stop the mass genocide of Palestinian children. Hashtag stop the genocide. Hashtag never again Palestine. Hashtag where are you? Wherever you are. What kind of broken international law and order world do we live in? It's like the end of the road. You cannot kick the can any further down, because it is the end of the road. And so in the tweeted words of Miss Francesca Albanese, she says, or tweets, "The lands of Palestine have turned into the largest and most shameful concentration camp of the 21st century, and that Israel is genociding the Palestinians one neighborhood at a time, one hospital at the time, one school at the time, one refugee camp at the time, one safe zone at the time. And apparently, we humbly believe that she forgot to mention one Palestinian child at the time." And finally, Miss Albanese, she tweets, "May the Palestinians forgive us for our collective inability to protect them, honoring the most basic meaning of international law." Very powerful. So yes, the only way to save these Palestinian children, these Palestinian kids, and in turn, the Palestinian people, is to dismantle the Zio Rabbit Doggy Doghouse, aka Israel, aka the Zionist entity, aka the cancer, and establish a one Palestinian state with the native Palestinians calling the shots, because they're the original natives of that native land from the river to the sea. Because it's pretty darn clear that if we let the Zio rabbit doggy stay in its dirty little doghouse that they built on usurped land, well, Palestinian kids are just going to keep on dying. And eventually, there won't be a Palestinian people because they killed all the Palestinian kids. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. Yep, that's a wrap, brother. Well, in honor of these Palestinian children that have been martyred and murdered in cold blood, we give them a moment of silence, even though the episode is still long, but just do the moment of silence on your own. The blood of these children will not go unrevenged. Dear friends, there is a cosmos at play. The Almighty God rules those cosmos. It's like they say, what goes around comes around. But what's happening is so brutal, we would never want anybody to go through what these Palestinian kids are going through. May God save us all.
And may God bless the Islamic Republic.
And may God bless the Islamic Republic of Iran, who is at the forefront of the defense of these Palestinian children that are dying left and right. What do you think Hezbollah is doing? They're trying to save the Palestinian kids. What do you think Ansarullah is doing? They're trying to save the Palestinian kids. What about the Hashd al-Shaabi guys in Iraq? They're trying to save the Palestinian kids. Why does the world not understand these realities on the ground?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like the Lebanese and Yemenis and Iraqis, they don't want to like own Palestine. They want the Palestinians to own Palestine. It's like common sense. BANs. So I don't know. Our viewers?
Otherwise we wouldn't be making this video.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to spell all these things out. You need to stop watching the mass media clown, because they like clowning you in the face. A clown on you.
Even when their lies are exposed, we still trust them.
Even when their lies are exposed, like, why would you trust Rupert Murdoch? Can you check the camera? Am I in the picture? What's the sound like? Sound check, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Sound is okay? Reconnaissance missions. Asalaamu Alaikum, brother. 1, 2, 3. Okay. West Asia Mukawama. Is it all right? There you go, all right. Did you get it? Thank you.